Do you ever find yourself looking for a good conversation starter? Or even just something to talk about with family, friends, a partner, maybe a coworker? Welcome to the Offsides Podcast. This is a perspective show where we dive into all things sports and pop culture to keep you up to date. You might be asking yourself, why is this helpful to me? Going on a date with a sports fan? We'll get you caught up with the latest happenings so you'll be sure to impress.
Want to know what's going on in pop culture or celebrity news? We've got you covered. We have the newest and hottest news about who's dating who, what the heck they were wearing, and even all the tea for popular reality TV shows. Offside is hosted by myself, Sonia.
And me, Ian.
Giving you two perspectives on any topic and how to include it in any conversation. We are the hub for all things conversation starters and cannot wait to hear how our news, sports, and pop culture insight led to successful and engaging conversations.
Welcome to the very first episode of the Offsides Podcast. We're excited for everyone to join us and embark on this ride with us as we talk about conversation starters, how to keep conversations going with family, friends, coworkers. Any situation you need, we got you covered. Let's start first by introducing our two hosts, Andrew. That's myself. I am a big sports fan, played soccer since I was 2 years old, since I could walk. I'm still playing soccer, and I just love the way sports and pop culture intertwine with each other, so I'm excited to talk about it with you guys, with my co-host here. It's going to be great. My co-host and I have known each other for a while.
Yes.
We actually have crossed paths a couple different ways. First,
yes,
it was friends of friends. Then we worked slightly as co-workers together.
We did do that, yes.
Then we were on a game show with each other.
Oh, that was really fun.
As game show contestants, I'm sure we'll talk about that in the coming weeks. So we've had a lot of unique experiences together, and now we're excited to kickstart things here with the Offsides Pod. So I'll let her introduce herself.
Well, thank you for that very welcoming introduction. My name is Sonia, and Andrew is our co-host, and we're so excited to start this. I have worked in media, entertainment, and communications for as long as I can remember. I grew up in a very sports-oriented home. My mother was a college coach, so I grew up really little going to competitions and meets and things like that. So I'm very familiar with the sports world, as well as media and entertainment, working in communications, PR, you name it. We've both probably been there. But this podcast is, my goal is to help people communicate with each other, to give them that awkward introduction where you're like, I don't know what to say, but I like this person, or I want to make a connection, and we're here to help you with that. We're here to give you topics and interesting news and things to relate to people to make that connection, because you never know where that can lead to. And we're so excited to be able to give this opportunity to you guys to have these conversations with people and to really blossom a friendship, relationship, whatever it may be. And this is what we do here. So Andrew, we're going to start off with our very first sports, I guess, section here. So why don't you give us a go?
Awesome. Yeah, before we kick it off, like you said, have you ever been in that situation where you're with a friend or a coworker,
ooh,
or something, and they're like, have you seen this movie? No. You're,
mm-mm,
like, have you seen this TV show?
No.
No. Did you see this match last night?
Oh, no.
No.
Do you know who's going to the Super Bowl? Yeah, that team from that city, right?
Exactly. And it just, it goes nowhere. So that's what we're here for, is to make sure that when something comes up, you can talk about it, even if it's just very surface level, like, oh, have you seen what's going on with this? Yeah, I,
yep,
know about that. And it can lead to something completely different. But we want to,
yes,
make sure there's some mutual ground there and that you have a general knowledge. Like Sonia said, we're going to kick it off with some sports. As we know, you just mentioned the Super Bowl.
Yes.
The Buccaneers won there.
I know.
Lots of talk about the weekend's halftime performance. Either people loved it or hate it. What's your take?
You know what? I think for everything going on in the world and everything we experienced this past year, I think it's something to celebrate. He poured a lot of his own money into the production, and people can say, oh, he spent that much money on that production. But I'm saying, like, you put yourself in those shoes. And considering, like, everything that he did, like, I thought it was a great thing to watch on TV. It was phenomenal. And it was better than not having a halftime show or a guest or the Super Bowl, so I can't complain.
Very true. It was something like a couple $1 million or something.
I think, right? I can't remember. It was like $5 to $7 million, like around that range. But I was just confused because they had, like, a bunch of different singers beforehand. So, like, the national anthem, then they had Oh, what was it? They played another song. Because normally it's just one national anthem and the game started, but then they had all these different people
Right.
and there was duets and it was just a lot.
Yeah, I think that everyone was doing a lot of different things. I saw there was like a Verizon thing, there was a TikTok, like
Oh my,
Miley Cyrus
yes!
tailgate or
Yes, I saw that,
something.
but they always have those. They always have tailgates outside of the game, but I don't know. I think they were just trying to get people hyped up because not that many people could go to the game. I'm not sure.
Well, obviously, that was big news. The game, Tom kind of took over
I
there.
know, I know. I feel bad because Patrick Mahomes, I feel that he didn't have any help from his team and it was all him. But, in better news, he is having a baby with his girlfriend, longtime high school girlfriend, fiance, I should say. So they're having a baby, so that's exciting.
That is exciting for him. At least he's winning there,
You know
right?
what? If you're not on the field at home, go, good for you.
Exactly. If you're not winning on the field, you might as well win off.
Yes.
Speaking of teams that are winning, though, hockey is in a full swing,
Yes. Oh, love hockey.
which is exciting. Us here in Vegas, to let everyone
Yes.
know, we're based here in Vegas, so hockey's kind of a new facade for us, something we've very recently gotten into.
Yes.
And the Golden Knights are still keeping things interesting
They
for us.
are. And they recently just have a AHL team called the Silver Knights, which is super exciting. I just went to their arena and went ice skating there, and it's very similar to their other practice arena. Highly recommend, but
Wow, that's awesome.
yes.
I didn't know that you were still ice skating.
I do in my free time. I like to do some cardio, different types, keep it interesting. So I ice skate every here and there,
Yeah,
and I have hockey
you
skates.
still got it?
I think so. I'm working on my turns. My stops are getting better. I'm trying to do some more tricks, but that'll come in time.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome though that you were able to check it out, and with the new team here, like I said,
Yes.
very exciting.
Very
The
exciting.
Golden Knights are sitting in second place. We're hoping they can jump into first, but there's a
Yes.
lot of teams to watch this year. It's an interesting year because in hockey, teams are playing each other just over and over and over again. So I know we have a stand coming up with the San Jose Sharks soon where
Yes.
we play them 7 games in a row.
Are they there or are they going to be here?
I think it alternates a little bit, but I'm not sure.
Because I thought how they were doing it post COVID and the pandemic is they would go and they would stay in that place for like that whole week. So if it was 7 games, but I don't know. I don't know how they
Yeah,
do
I
it
know San
cutting
Jose
down.
just, like last game or 2 games ago, just started being able to play in their stadium
Oh, that's
because
right, because they're in
Northern California
California.
wasn't allowing contact sports. So I know football, they weren't able to play up there.
Yes,
Hockey, they weren't
football.
able to play for a while.
I
Which it
know.
seems weird that there's Northern California and Southern California, that it's not all the same
Such
thing,
a big
but
divide.
it's a big state. It's a big state for sure.
Yes.
But yeah, so lots of teams are looking good. I mean, the Panthers are the front runners in their division, then the Bruins in
Oh,
theirs, the
yes.
Blues in their division, and the Maple Leafs in theirs. So lots of exciting things there, and with all the teams playing each other, it makes for a lot of intense matchups.
Oh, I can imagine. Very exciting. Hockey is one of those sports that you can look away and then there's a goal. And you're like, wait,
Oh,
what?
I know it moves so fast.
My favorite part is when I'm not at the actual arena, but like right by the arena, and you can hear the horn go off, and then there's like that 10-second delay, and then the bars just woo, and you're like, both someone scored.
Yeah, you get a little heads up.
That's like one of my favorite things because you can't like necessarily be there, but you still feel the energy, and you're like, oh, it's coming, it's coming, let's just watch it.
I know, you're like, if I can't get the ticket to be inside, I might as well be right outside
Yes,
with a
that's so
drink in
much
my
fun.
hand waiting to hear that horn.
Yes, always a great feeling.
Yeah, that's awesome. You know what else is a great feeling is advancing to the finals of the Australian Open.
Oh my
Did you
goodness.
see any of Serena Williams versus Naomi Osaka?
Yes. I okay, so I saw one and it was a highlight of it. And Naomi Osaka, like her serve is kind of similar to what we were talking about in hockey. Like you just look and you're just like, oh my gosh. Like Serena Williams didn't even move from where she was to try and get her shot. It blew my mind. Like she, I don't know if she just was like, fuck it. Oh, sorry. And as long as she was like, screw it. But like, she just, it was fascinating. And I don't know if like she's, because she's pretty quick. So it was weird to see her not even like try. She didn't even try to swing her arm, didn't move, didn't do anything. And I was like, well, there you have
Yeah,
it.
totally. I mean, I never really played tennis competitively, but I've gone out with some friends and tried to act like I know what I'm doing. You know, I
Tennis
got
is
a racket
hard.
on. I put on some little shorts that are maybe a little too short. pull my socks up a little high. And
oh,
I'm like,
no.
I've got this. You know, like on Halloween, you dress up as a doctor and you got stethoscope and you're like, oh, yeah, I could be a doctor. Yeah, that's basically me when I went to go play tennis. But I feel like returning a serve is a hard thing to do.
Yes.
And I listened to an interview with Naomi after the match and they were like, you were so good at returning Serena's serves tonight. Is that anticipation or how
yeah.
did you do it? And she was like, oh, I just guessed. She was like, I didn't know. She was like, I was just guessing and I got lucky.
Did you hear there was another interview, such a funny, like, personality. So they were like, you know, normally I just eat Japanese food and I've been eating Japanese food. But, you know, this last time I had Greek food and I won. So maybe I should switch to Greek food.
Really?
Yeah, it was the funniest thing. And then I think you'd mentioned to me earlier, I wrote it down. And she was in an interview and there was like a whiteboard, but it was like the black dry erase boards. And she wrote on there and she goes, I think her sister was named Mary or something. I forget. She wrote a note to her sister and she goes, stop sending weird images or pictures in the group message. And it had me rolling because it's something that my sister would do. And I just,
was after this match, actually.
Yes.
And she wrote it on one of the cameras.
Oh, it was the camera that
yeah.
she wrote it
and
on?
And as she's writing, I'm like, okay, what is she writing? Because you can't see because it's flipped.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I hope whatever she writes is in English. I know if it's not, someone on Twitter will interpret it.
Yeah, me. Yeah.
But thankfully it was in English and they flipped another camera onto that camera. And I was like, this is hysterical. She just won perhaps one of the biggest matches
in
of
her life.
And she's worried about her sister sending weird pictures in the group message.
You know what, though? That's like a family thing. Because my sister would do the same exact thing at a high-intensity point in my life. She'd be sending me stuff. And I'm like, girl, what are you sending?
So now I got to ask you, if you told your sister on such a national stage, stop sending weird pictures in the group message, would she stop sending pictures? Or would she send even more weird images?
You know what she would do is I think that she would send embarrassing photos of myself to them and say, hey, do you remember this time? And I'm like, please stop.
See,
that image lives rent free in my head.
You're like, I know, it's there forever.
Yes.
I think if my sister wrote a message like that, and maybe it's different, a brother sister
relationship
yeah. and a sister sister, I would just be like, oh yeah, what embarrassing photos can I find of her, or what weird images did I send in this message? And I'd send them to ESPN. And
you
I,
know
I'd
what
be
I was-
like, I'd be like, here's everything I said. Feel free to expose me in our family's group message.
You know what, though, would be even funnier? Now, hopefully they wouldn't. There wouldn't be anything inappropriate. But if they screen recorded it and just went through all of the photos. But you know what would be funnier? If they did, now, correct me if I'm wrong, it's a GIF, right? How they send it? Or a
yes.
meme? If they did, like, a GIF or a meme of her or myself or... And then they sent it in the message. And then she would put something like super embarrassing underneath it and just kept sending. They go, send it all to ESPN. Take it all.
I love it.
It's
I
all
love
yours.
It. Sibling rivalry.
Yes, very much so. That's so funny.
That's incredible. But like I said, it's the Australian Open, which is held in Melbourne, Australia.
Oh,
this
so
time
beautiful.
Of year, every year. Melbourne's a beautiful place. I actually visited Melbourne for New Year's last year.
Ooh.
Me and my friend John, who you also know.
I do, yes.
We went and spent some time in Melbourne. And we actually, in Melbourne, all the stadiums, so there's a soccer stadium, rugby stadium, the tennis complex, which is called the Rod Laver Arena. Great complex. They're all in the same place. So it's just like a sports cluster. So given regular times and there's sports games going on, everyone's down there.
Yeah.
Everyone's in their jerseys. Everyone's excited. You can hear the noise from the soccer stadium, and then something
are
happens
like,
in the rugby
It's like
match.
An Olympic promenade, essentially.
Kind of.
Where they're all... Because I'm sure that's... No, because it wasn't in Melbourne. It was Sydney. So it'd be different, huh?
It's a little different, but kind of the same feel. You can stand in the middle, and you look to your left, and you see the soccer stadium to your right. You see the rugby behind
that's
you.
That's so
the
cool.
Tennis arena. But I have a story about being outside of the tennis arena, and maybe we can dive into that a little bit later.
Yes, I want to hear this.
Because it was great. It was so much fun and just so beautiful, all the architecture.
Oh, I'm sure.
The city, so.
Was it good weather
oh,
at this
the
time?
The weather was fantastic because Ooh. It's their summer.
Oh, that's right. It's flipped, huh?
Exactly.
That must have been beautiful.
I mean,
oh.
not that Las Vegas winters are brutal, but we were like, let's go celebrate New Year in Australia and also enjoy some warm weather.
Yes.
Go sit on the beach
yes.
while it's nice and sunny out there.
But what's the time difference? 17? 16?
I don't know exactly how it worked that way. I would always be like, oh, we're one day ahead, but 7 hours behind, or one day ahead, but 7 hours ahead or something. I never was like, oh, we're X amount of hours I would just be like, I know in America it's yesterday compared to today.
Yeah.
Because Australia is one of the first ones to hit the new year. We always see the fireworks earlier in the day. So, yeah, it's one day ahead. So America's one day behind and a couple hours behind. I don't remember at this point the exact amount.
So more than 24 hours?
No, not more than 24 hours. But the way it works out is that America's one day behind in theory, not a full day.
Yeah. I get you.
Yeah. Also, from this match, so many interesting talking points between the family group chat.
Oh, my goodness.
Australia, the beauty of Melbourne, is Serena Williams' husband, who is a pretty popular guy.
Yes. If you don't know, he is. Is it the CEO or the creator? Which essentially is the same thing, give or take.
It's a little different. I mean, but the
people fill
the same role. But he's very involved with Reddit and the starting of Reddit.
Yes, which is fascinating.
Which is an unreal platform on so many scales. It can be used for so many things.
Do you consider it a social media platform? Because I was having this discussion with someone the other day, and they were saying that they don't consider it social media. And I didn't understand because I thought it was some type of like sharing platform.
I mean, it is a sharing platform. I don't know if whoever you're talking to, if their rationale there is you don't necessarily have a profile.
Yes, that was their rationale,
But you do have a profile and a username where you're contributing, like, to your ideas and you can post memes and you can help other people and communicate with other people.
Yeah.
So I would say it's a social media platform.
That's what I was thinking, too. Even though, like, because think about it. This is crazy, but, like, you can have a fake Instagram or a fake Facebook. My reference would be Modern Family. The mom had a fake Facebook to friend all of her kids. But, like, that's essentially what people do, they just, it's not fake, it's their account, they just don't want to use their name or their picture, which would be the same thing. So it's still social media, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you have a little bit, I think, that you definitely classify, because like, as I said, you can ask a question and you can have people respond to you, or you can respond to people and help them in multiple ways. And I was going to say, kind of imagine it like Twitter, but you don't post photos and you don't have an image.
Yes.
It's kind of similar there.
Yeah, that's
but
true.
But you can still post photos. You can post memes. You can post, here's how to change, you know, your oil with step-by-step pictures of how to do it.
Yes.
So I say your friend is wrong. I'm sure your friend is a very nice person. I don't know if I've met them or not. But
No, you have not.
But I'm going to say they're wrong.
So
if they're listening to this, whoever you are, Reddit is definitely a social media platform.
So I just Googled what is a social media, like what's considered social media. It says websites and applications that enable users to create and share content or to participate in social networking, which is essentially Reddit.
There's groups on Reddit. You can group.
But there's like
people.
It's called subreddit. I'm not really familiar that much.
Exactly. So you create a network. There you go. Boom. Social network.
You know, there's all these, we'll get into it for our next pop culture topics, but you can like dive deep into subreddits and all these theories and all these shows and everything. You're just like, oh my goodness, this is just too much. I need to get off. So yes, I would agree with you that it is a social media, and we'll leave it at that.
I'm completely happy, and that means that I'll take this win and your friend can hold that L.
All right.
Wow, that was awesome. But, I mean, we talked about the diversity of Reddit. I know we were going to leave Reddit in the past, but we got to mention it real quick. How powerful Reddit can be and how powerful social media can be.
Oh, my goodness,
and,
yes.
I mean, without going too deep into it and getting into the weeds, but I'm sure you saw what happened with the stock of GameStop.
Yes, that was super interesting. And it's interesting how money and the stock exchange went with this social media. And it was all because I'm like trying to follow it because I don't necessarily understand all of it, but it blew my mind that because these people were like subredditing it or talking about it, not tweeting it, but whatever, and then they drove the stocks up, and then all of a sudden it went capiche.
Yeah, it's insane. And my favorite thing I saw from this whole thing, and I mean GameStop, for years I've been going there and they've been giving me next to nothing for video games that I'm trying to turn in.
Where I bought my Wii. $40. Ooh. I still have it today.
Great purchase, honestly. Yeah, as long as you got Mario Kart with it.
No, I did not. I need to get it. I haven't used it. Although I did stream my Netflix off of it for a couple years, and it was prime.
Netflix device for $40. I mean, well worth it. But yeah, my favorite thing I saw is a meme that said, when you go to sell GameStop stock, they'll be like, I know it's worth however much, but I'll only give you $15 for it.
That's a good one. That's a real good one. I appreciate that. That's too funny.
Yeah, that was my favorite one. Well, just like hockey's in full swing, the NBA is in full swing as well.
Yes.
I'm a big basketball fan. I love NBA season, and I was so happy that they brought it back, and I've really enjoyed watching it. But one of my favorite things is as they start to let fans back into arenas.
Oh, my goodness. I think
funny,
I know where you're going with this
it's
one.
It's funny watching the different ways that teams do it, and I'm going to get to the Phoenix Suns in a second because I'm excited about this one. But the Miami Heat have COVID-sniffing dogs.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
COVID-sniffing dogs. One more time, just in case you didn't hear me.
Okay, yeah, let's hear it.
Dogs that are supposed to smell COVID.
Oh. Okay.
I'm not sure how that works.
No, I'm not familiar with that.
You know, maybe if I lived in Miami, I would be more intrigued because I'd have to know how I could get past the COVID-sniffing dogs. Because
I know you do. So is there an aroma? So when you test positive for COVID-19, do they have an aroma? But my question is too, is that I know that they've come out with the vaccine and everything. You shed some of that when you get the vaccine. So are they going to smell you out then too? Like that's wild.
I don't know how it works. I mean, what's going to be worse? If these dogs smell some pot on you or some COVID on you?
That's a valid question because, shoot, like, what's worse? Like, you get kicked out of the game for that?
For real, like, what happens if, like, if I get in, but then, like, I have some popcorn and a kernel gets stuck in my throat and I start coughing? Like, are they going to send these dogs after me because I'm coughing now?
I don't
what?
Know. That's interesting. And so they, because I've seen how they've trained service animals and some working, like, dogs with the police and law enforcement. But I'm curious to how they have contained to train them, if it's like the live virus or what they have put in the vaccine, because then people that are help training them, you know, there's just a lot of questions that I want to know, but I don't want to know.
I have no idea. Like I said, if we lived in Miami, that'd be a problem for us to worry about, but we
luckily
don't. So go Heat, go COVID sniffing dogs. I hope you guys are out there killing it. I hope you get plenty of extra treats after the
game. Oh, yes, yes.
Because you deserve it.
That
you deserve
is.
It. But I mentioned the Phoenix Suns, and this is where I wanted to go, and this would be a good transition into pop culture for us, too.
Yes.
There was a group of four guys that went to the Suns game, and they were kind of sitting up near the top. Everyone's spaced out, so even though they were of a select few in the arena, they still didn't have great seats.
Okay. Nosebleeds?
I mean, I don't think they were in the upper deck. They were right before, like, the luxury boxes.
Okay.
Which always cracks me up because the boxes are in a good location, but they're
still
up pretty high.
Up. Yeah.
You got food and drinks in there. So, I mean, it all balances out. It compensates.
Yes.
But these four dudes are there by themselves, and they want to take a group picture with the court behind them.
Okay.
But how are they going to do that without other people around them? And they're in the very back row. So, like, unless they ask someone from in front of them to come back and take a picture of them, it's going to be a whole ordeal. But like I said, these seats had the luxury boxes right behind them. So they actually did have someone sitting behind them that they could ask.
Okay.
So they turn around.
Yeah.
And sure enough, it's Kendall Jenner. Because she is dating. I don't know if she's officially dating, but for a while, she's been hanging out with Devin Booker.
Yes.
Who is unreal on the Phoenix Suns.
Yes.
Such a great basketball player. Such a fun dude. But guys turn around and they see Kendall and ask Kendall to take a picture of them.
Do they know it's her?
Oh, they know it's her because they did snap a selfie with her too. So there's a picture of these four dudes with their masks on with a picture of Kendall behind them. But then Kendall took a photo of them with the court behind them.
Did they have masks on?
They did.
Okay.
They
okay.
did. Very safe. Very
okay.
safe. Shout out to those four dudes. But I got to admit, I was like, wow, this is a really cool story. I saw the picture Kendall took. I expected more of her photo taking.
Oh my goodness, I wonder if I could look it up.
Which, it could be a dirty phone camera. Maybe they didn't wipe it off with their shirt before. Which, to everyone out there, if you're taking a Snapchat, if you're taking a photo, if you're taking an Instagram picture,
you gotta clean it.
Take a quick second, use your t-shirt, use whatever's nearby.
Yeah, a napkin!
Just,
you can even use a napkin when you're at the arena.
Wipe off the front camera real quick. Wipe off the back, just be prepared.
Yeah.
And if anyone ever asks you to take a photo for them, same thing, just do it real quick. Even
that's tough, that's
it,
tough.
I say you gotta do it. My sister, my friends, someone asked me to take a picture, I'm wiping their phone off real quick. Because you know what? everyone's going to remember who took the picture.
That's true.
They'll be like, oh, that concert was so fun, and we had such a great time, but I just wish we would have gotten a better picture. But Andrew took that picture and didn't pronounce it.
It's terrible. Well.
Exactly. Maybe that's a function of, and you can relate to this, of working in PR.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. The thing that gets me mad is angles and lighting. I follow this one Instagram page, and it's about skincare, but they're like, oh, all these, like, models have really bad acne. I'm like, no way. Like, there's no way. And it's because of the way that they put their phone and the angles and the lighting, and that's all it takes. And Kendall Jenner should know. She is a model. She was Victoria's Secret.
I guarantee you she does know, but these guys asked her to take a picture. Granted, we don't know the whole scenario. Who knows how they asked, blah, blah, blah. But she was probably just like, oh, I'm trying to see my baby boo Booker. I'm trying to see Lil Dev. We're going to go to work down there. So she was like, let me just snap this real quick.
Here you go. Snap. Exactly. Have a nice night.
But still, that's a pretty cool story. I mean, and like I said, you don't forget who takes pictures. No. You would remember if I took a picture of you at a concert or something. These people are going to remember who took that picture.
Oh,
forever.
For sure. With her last name and the way she, yes.
They're absolutely going to remember who took that picture.
Yes. That's a shame. But, well, that was a good intro to our next section here when we talk about pop culture. Are you excited?
I'm excited.
Well, so leading into that, well, I guess we'll get started. The Kardashians are finally ending Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't know if you're aware of that.
How am I going to keep up? How am I going to know what's going on?
You know what? That's a good question because it's been about 20 seasons, give or take 21, which is a lot for a reality TV show too. Off the top of my head, I can't think of any other show that's run that long. But that being said, there's just been so much drama that has encased this entire family. And we'll get into it later, but I think Kim Kardashian has her name because of the Paris Hilton, and that was her assistant, which I don't know if you knew that, but they met and they were friends, and then she became her assistant, and from there she created an entire empire, multiple businesses, you know, children, drama, family, you can't go wrong with that one. That being said, it's just crazy to me that this family has created this empire, and now, what are we going to do next, Andrew? What are we going to do now? What are we going to watch?
I am still just trying to figure out how I'm going to keep up with the Kardashians.
I don't know.
Like, are they, well, I was going to say, Instagram now has basically turned into Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes, that is true.
But I wonder if some of them will have their own, like when a big band breaks up, mm-hmm. and people go off on their own.
Oh,
and
start, yeah. I mean, well, I don't know. It could be.
Is this going to be a One Direction effect? They're going to break up, and now we're going to have Kendall has her own show. Kim has her own show. Kylie has her show. Khloe's got her own fitness show.
So if I was to make bets, and if we were to make a bet, I think Khloe, I really hope Khloe continues with her show, which was, oh my gosh, I can't remember the name of it. Oh my God, I'm drawing a blank. It was on E! Of course, too, and it was helping people, Revenge Body. There we go, Revenge Body. And I liked her show, excuse me, and then Kourtney Kardashian's baby daddy, Scott Disick, has Andrew's favorite show. What's
very,
it called?
Very familiar with Flip It Like Disick.
Yes, that's actually a really interesting show, and I like how it's not necessarily about his life. It's more about something else, which I like about the Khloe Kardashian Revenge Body, and I think it really helps people. And to be honest, the show doesn't really feature her, which I kind of like.
Doesn't feature Khloe?
Well, it does, but it's not about her. Like, she's not in the entire, like, she's only in, like, a couple bits and parts of it. It's not, like, following her, if that makes sense. Because it's about helping people get healthy and back on track and get their life restarted from whatever had happened in their life. And it's interesting because she's just giving them that push and that start, which I find really cool.
That is really cool. And speaking of getting your life back on track, craziness and things that
yes.
happen. Let me give another quick shameless plug to Flip It Like Disick.
Okay, let's hear it.
Because it's a great show. Scott's incredible. He's very funny.
Yes.
He definitely has had his ups and downs.
That is very true.
But seems like he's in a decent place now.
I think so.
And if you do love the Kardashians and the Jenners, they are featured on the show quite a bit. Chris is on the show. He definitely has a good relationship with her and talks with her.
Oh,
and
yes.
There's even an episode where he goes over to Kourtney's house and he's building a mini house in the backyard for their kids.
Like a dollhouse?
Not a dollhouse. Basically a house that, like, they can, it's, like, air-conditioned. It's, like, basically an extreme. It's almost a model. It's based off the real house, and it ties in with the backyard. It's incredible.
Oh.
I would highly suggest watching the show. It features lots of celebrities as well. There's an episode where he goes over to Steve Aoki's house.
I've seen commercials for that one, and that's because he's out here.
Steve Aoki does live in Las Vegas.
Yeah, because his house, he has it where his pool has his logo in it, right?
There's a lot of Steve Aoki logos throughout the house, not just the pool. There's a lot of pictures of Steve Aoki.
Is he obsessed with himself?
Maybe a little bit.
You know who his father is.
I do know who his father is. And the shameless plug, go check out Benihana. His father was the creator of Benihana.
Yeah.
And also an extreme sports athlete, did boat racing.
Oh, really?
I didn't
know that.
Yeah, so Steve Aoki has a very interesting story. He has a documentary on Netflix that I've watched.
Oh, we'll have to watch that.
I would highly recommend as well.
Well, have you ever been caked by him at a concert? Or?
I have been to a Steve Aoki concert once.
Okay.
And it was at a political event, actually.
Oh, interesting.
It was hosted here in Las Vegas, and
okay.
It was during the election. And
recently?
No, it was a couple years ago.
Okay.
And I got to be honest, one of the reasons I was most excited about it is because I was like, how's this going to play out? This is an interesting intertwining of lots of things.
Yeah.
Politics and Steve Aoki, EDM. And I was like, is he going to cake someone at a political event?
Oh my God, what did he do?
Sure enough, he absolutely did. And let me tell you, that guy's accuracy with this cake is incredible. He called it out like, girl, right there on this dude's shoulders, this is coming for you. And she was quite a bit back. I was like, all right, this dude's got a full sheet cake in his hand.
Like double sheet or just one layer?
One layer,
okay.
But big sheet cake.
Like
I mean,
rectangle?
Yeah,
it was big.
And he called her out, and I was like, that's a bold move to, like,
call
say
someone out, yeah.
You can tell this guy's done a couple shows in his life.
Oh, for sure.
Because, man, he has got it nailed down.
Oh, my gosh.
And that wasn't even the craziest thing that happened that night at the Steve Aoki event. Because, like I said, it was a political event, so Bill Clinton was at the event.
Oh, my goodness.
Which I was like, oh, my goodness, Bill and Steve, like, this is going to be quite the duo.
Yeah.
And Bill Clinton was on stage jamming with Steve Aoki, just pumping his hand in the air, getting the crowd all fired up. And let me tell you, that is a moment I will never forget.
What? Okay, let me get this straight. Steve Aoki called this girl out on the shoulders of another person, caked her in the face with a sheet cake. Moments later, he called Bill Clinton to the stage. Bill Clinton comes onto the stage and parties rages with Steve Aoki.
That's 100% correct. It sounds too good to be true, right? But I promise you it is. There was lots of other people in the auditorium at the time.
I'm sure.
I have friends that can vouch for it that
this
actually happened. But it was absolutely insane. It was incredible.
Huh. Fascinating. Who would have thought Bill Clinton and Steve Aoki? That's crazy.
Yeah, you talked about popular reality TV shows with Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Yes.
And a show that's been running for a long time.
Yes.
Now, a show that I am not very familiar with. Obviously, I know what the premise of this show is and what the end goal is. But I kind of need you to bring me up to speed because my general understanding is what I see on Twitter. What is going on with The Bachelor?
Oh, goodness gracious. The Bachelor. So, it's a very interesting season, given the world situation.
First off, what's the guy's name?
Matt James. And this is like a first, I think, don't quote me on this, but I'm like almost positive that it's the first in the show's history that he's never actually been on the show before. Because most of the time that they take the new Bachelor and Bachelorettes, they have been on past seasons, and then that's how they get the spot. But this time, he's never been on it. He was friends with Tyler C. I don't know if you know who Tyler C is, but he's a very good-looking man.
I've seen him on Twitter and Instagram.
Yes.
I'm familiar with the face.
Yes. So Tyler C was on Hannah Brown's season. He should have won. So Jed won that season, but there was that whole controversy with him having a girlfriend and him just being on there to promote his music and whatnot, and so they didn't work out. But now she's happily dating someone, side note. But So Tyler C is best friends with Matt James, who they played at Wake Forest football together.
Really?
Yeah, so they both were on the football team together and went to college together. Him, Tyler C, a couple other friends, and Hannah Brown all had this huge quarantine crew. I believe it was in Florida, if I'm not mistaken. And then with everything going on, they named Matt James because they wanted a fresh face in there to be the first bachelor that had never been on the show before previous, who's never been through the process and the journey is what they call it. So they had him on. So they picked the girls because we'll go through that process maybe in a next episode. I have a friend that was picked to be on The Bachelor by producers.
That's awesome.
So we'll have to get her insight on what happened. And she was didn't know because her friend submitted her application without her knowing.
I've seen that where you can either apply yourself or someone else can nominate you.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I was curious how that works if mm-hmm. someone else nominates you. Like, yes. Do you even know? Do they message you and be like, do you consent to your friend nominating you?
Yeah.
So I'd be very interested to hear more about how that process went.
Yeah, so my friend, she mentioned it briefly and I was like, whoa, rewind. She goes, yeah, and we'll have her explain it. But the synopsis of it was her friends had submitted the application and then she got a phone call from the producers and then she politely declined. But we'll get all the details from her later on, maybe in a future episode.
I can't wait to hear this.
I know, it's very fascinating. But yeah, so with this new season, all of these girls are kind of like Tayshia's season, which was the previous Bachelorette season, which was weird because there was another season previous. Okay, this has all happened in a span of 6 months, give or take. So there was Claire. Claire Crawley has been on the show multiple times. She fell in love with Dale. And it was a quick love romance. Oh my God. What is the word? Proposed to her. Oh my God, I can't think of words today. He proposed to her. They left the show. They brought in Tayshia and she finished the show with all the other poor men that were sitting there like, what about me?
Right.
Then she picked Zach Clark. He's amazing. Great guy. And then they were filming for The Bachelor. But with this, what they do is they took all these girls. I think, I don't know how many there are, like 20-something, 30. And they quarantined them for the 10 to 14 days. And then after that, then they go into this beautiful mansion, I believe in Pennsylvania. Beautiful. And then they just go through the process.
There's worse places you can quarantine.
You know what?
There's absolutely worse places you could have to quarantine.
100%. And the mansion that, or it's actually not even a mansion. It's a hotel resort that they essentially rented out, which must be nice to have that budget. It's,
I feel like, sorry to interrupt you,
but I feel like
this is the worst season to be eliminated. I don't know if that's the proper word to
what
use.
What do you mean by that?
To not get a rose, right? That's how you get to stay.
Yeah, but why is it the worst season to do that?
Because, like I said, there's worse places to quarantine. Like, not only do you not have a boo anymore and you got to get back on the dating scene, but you got to go back to your own apartment and your own house and leave this mansion.
True.
Granted, you're probably sharing a room with all these other
girls
and you don't have your own bed. So, I mean, there's pros and cons to both.
Pros
but
and cons.
The fun's got to end a little bit and you're like, oh man, I got to go back.
I understand and I see your point. However, this is a perspective show. I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Advocate. Work on your words.
Advocate. So on the other side, though, these girls, depending on how their characteristics played out, they could be leaving as an influencer. They could be leaving with multiple ads coming through, making money off of my Sugar Bear hair care. You have to try this or be a model for Revolve and go travel. Or this one girl, she came on and you know how they have the night one. You've seen an episode before. You know the...
Yeah, I've seen episodes. Come on. I knew that it's called Getting a Rose.
Okay, so the very first night, it's like the first night, first rose, whatever. So this girl comes in and they do something funny. It's like if I were to meet you for the first time, they come in and you pick up lines, which we all know we have good pick up lines. But they come in and this girl, well, she had her hands behind her back and she had a beautiful dress and she goes behind her back and what does she pull out? I'm sure you've seen memes of this. But she pulled out a dildo. And she goes,
excuse me, repeat that.
She pulled out a dildo.
Very important. Do you remember what color it was?
Oh, I want to say like a fuchsia pink.
Okay, it's not really that important.
I don't know. So she pulled it out and she goes, you know, this really kept me company during quarantine. But now that I'm here, I guess I don't need it. So here you go. And she handed it to him. Handed it to him. I mean, I don't know what you would do in those shoes if a girl did that on your first night of meeting her, but that's a little interesting. And to go back to my original topic, like, I'm pretty sure she's being endorsed by all sex toys.
It's a bold move. It's a bold take.
Yes.
Like you said, I don't know what I would do without it actually happening to me in the moment. Not exactly sure what I would do, but I know dang well she would get to stay on the show. I know for sure. I'd at least want to get to know her a little bit more.
I'm bummed that she didn't get the first impression rose because I would be like...
She didn't?
No! But the girl who did was...
Come on. This girl just gave you a dildo. The least you could do is give her a rose.
She did get a rose. She did stay. She did stay for quite a while, but she didn't get the first impression rose, which for me, like, I was a little shocked.
Sorry, you're a little over my head. What is the first... So, who gets the first impression rose? Only one person?
Yes, yeah, so... No, okay, so the very first night when all the girls come in, he or she takes a girl or a boy aside, and he goes, you know, you really impressed me, blah, 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 this is super sappy, maybe they kiss by the fireplace, champagne, whatever it may be, and I want to give you the first impression rose. So that was it's the person who made the first impression on whoever the bachelor or bachelorette was, and then all the girls are jealous, like, oh my gosh, he has his eye on you, oh my gosh, you know. So it's like the very, like, I see you, we're going to get back. And a lot of the times, that's who they pick in the end.
I got you. So it's the equivalent of when you see a group out somewhere, out at the bar, or say you're out at an event, out at lunch. You notice them from across the room.
Yes.
They're your first impression. That's who you buy the drink for.
100%. It's just not a drink.
To put it into layman's terms.
Yes, yes.
For people that aren't on a heavily produced TV show, for sure. Just hopped out of an Uber and are stumbling around a downtown of a city.
Yes.
So to recap real quick, first impression rose, that's what you want.
Yes.
Matt James, we like him.
Yeah, he's pretty good. He's all right. He wears, my opinion, okay, two things. He wears too many turtlenecks. This is a big thing. He kisses with his eyes open.
Mm.
And that is just personal preference, kind of odd.
Like, does he always kiss with your eyes open? Because I can see a scenario where, you know, obviously you're kissing, like, you're making out, blah, blah. Sometimes you gotta open your eyes just to check the vibes, see, you know, what's going on.
Okay, maybe it's because, like you said, it's a heavily produced reality TV show. I don't know what's the angles. So there was this one meme, and bless her soul, the poor girl that was in it. It was like a one-on-one date, so it was just the two of them. And they were making out, they were kissing. And then he pulled back, and like all of her makeup was like on him. But like it's weird though, because the angle that the camera is at, it's like you're half closing your eyes, but you can like see that they're open, if that makes sense. So he's like, he attempted to close his eyes, but like not fully.
Yeah, like you said, it's a produced show, though. That's probably like the eighth or ninth time that he's kissed this girl.
That's true. That's very true. That's, I don't know, though. I don't know. I just find it very odd, but it's like visible. Like, you notice it.
Yes, I agree. Eyes should be closed most of the time during kissing. Every now and then, if your eyes are open, I mean, it's fine, like I said.
But it's like every time.
Yeah.
No, every time.
I'm absolutely not on board with that.
Yeah.
Do not promote eye opening during kissing,
no,
every single time.
That's a negative. No,
also,
ma'am.
Would not encourage that you take the dildo approach as your introductory pickup line. It's a bold move. Some people are going to be into it.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And when you find the person that's into it, you guys are going to be like fireworks going off. But it might take a while, so just be prepared with a lot of dildos.
You know what? I have one more thing to end it, and we'll wrap it up on this. There was one other girl that came, and she came from out of nowhere. It's the angle shots and the cameras like we talked about. She came out and she was wearing like a little lace robe. Like, and it was a short, it was like above the knee. Not super scandalous. She was carrying a rack of dresses and clothes. So she comes up, she goes, hi, my name's so-and-so. I just couldn't decide what I was going to wear. So I thought you could dress me. Takes off the robe, is in full like panties and a bra and has a rack of clothes, and he decided what she got to wear that night.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy? I don't know if that's a good impression, but I was like, damn, that's bold. And that's being vulnerable. Very, very vulnerable for first meeting someone. So
as a dude that likes style and things, that is something that would be very appealing to me. That she's like, I've got enough trust in you that you can pick a good outfit for me.
Yeah.
And that'd be something fun later on down the line. It'd be like, remember when you let me pick your outfit? Like, tonight, you pick the outfits, baby. You're the call.
It could be a turn on for some people.
Okay, I want to go back to something you mentioned earlier.
Okay.
And you brought up Paris Hilton.
Oh, that's hot.
And let me just say about Paris Hilton,
Yes.
I cannot believe that she's as old as she is. And
I
I'm going to tell you how old
know.
she is in a second. Because to me, Paris Hilton is eternally 29 years old. She looks great. She's
Yeah.
fun. And then I think about it, I'm like, she's been around my entire life, basically.
Yes, both of our
I've
lives.
known who she is my entire life, so like I know she has to be that old, but at the
But it
same time, I'm
doesn't
like, she's
register.
just eternally one age. Like,
Yes.
she's not aging. But the reason I bring her up is Paris Hilton is engaged.
Again.
She announced it officially on her 40th birthday just a couple days ago.
Four zero.
4-0. Can you believe that? 40.
That's crazy. She does not look a day over, I would say 30.
It's crazy, but good for her. Again, talking about people that have ridden a lot of highs and lows and been back
Relationships.
on track, relationships, lots of things. For a while there, she lived on a farm with Nicole Richie.
Oh,
Do you remember that
bless
scene? Do
her
you remember that
soul.
TV show?
I
Talking
do.
about produced TV shows.
Yes, that
What
was
was
a
that?
quality.
The Social Life. That's what
No,
it
the
was called.
simple
A
life.
Simple.
Simple.
So we've been talking about too much social media, too much the simple life. That's incredible. But yeah, 40 years old, Paris Hilton.
Yeah, 4-0.
And an interesting Paris Hilton fact that I
Mm-hmm.
love, and this isn't even about Paris Hilton. People might have known this, but I just found this out a couple years ago, and it absolutely blew my mind.
Yes.
Did you watch the show The Suite Life of Zack and Cody?
Oh, 100%.
Incredible show.
Oh my God, loved it.
London Tipton is Paris Hilton.
Well, I kind of always like, because I was like Paris and London, like it makes sense. So I kind of related it, and she was the owner of the hotel. But I don't know, like I think the story was obviously exaggerated and it was very different, but yeah.
I mean,
You never put two and two together?
I was a child.
I don't know, but I always like knew that. Like that never came to like I never questioned it. But I knew it because of London and Paris. I don't know.
See, this is why you're our pop culture aficionado. You were in touch with these things from an early age.
But you know what though? I appreciate how oh my gosh. Who is the actress? I want to call her Wendy Wu, but that was another
Wendy
Vinnie
Wu,
Wendy.
Homecoming Warrior.
Yes! Wendy Wu! No, but it was, oh my gosh, I can't think of her name. She's dating the guy that is the actor in Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin.
Yes. They're like dating, and they've been serious dating, and she like wants to have his children.
It's Brenda Song.
Oh, how did I not know this? Brenda Song. Yes. I thought that was such a good character. That show made me like belly laugh. Like crying tears. Like I remember like I was with my sister. I was like, come on, we gotta go back to the couch. Like it's off commercial, like we gotta go. Like it was oh, those were some good times. Some good memories.
What was your Disney? Your sister is about the same age. She's a little older than you. I have a
Yes.
younger sister that's similar in age, a couple years apart.
Yes.
What was the show that you guys could not miss? Like, is there a Disney show since you or Nickelodeon, whatever it may be, when you were growing up that you saw every episode? Because I know for a fact I saw every episode of Hannah Montana.
I was gonna say that was mine. This is how much I loved Hannah Montana. So I loved the fact that you could be a totally different person with just the color of your hair. And no one knew. Like, no, I mean, obviously, there was like, obviously, in the real world, I don't know if it would work, but like, I fantasized, like, how could that really work? And it blew my mind that this was a real thing. And I loved her so much that in my bedroom, when I was like in middle school, high school, I had my cross and I had a picture of Hannah Montana. It was like the cross that was blessed from like when I was baptized, and then a picture of Hannah Montana, and everyone would make fun of me, and I was like, what? That's a cool photo. Like, how would you like it if you got to be a totally different person just with the color of your hair? And everyone
Well,
loved you.
you said you don't know how it would work in the real world,
I
and we're
don't.
gonna no, you do know because I know you have a wig that's a different color, and I've seen you work it out in the real world, and we're
Yes.
gonna save those stories for later.
Yes.
Great foreshadowing for some future
Of
episodes.
course, yes.
But you know how it works in the real world.
It's a little
Don't try
different.
and act like you don't know.
It's just a fantasy and something that was really cool to see growing up. I mean, shows are a lot different now, and I think it was when it first started and to when it ended, it was a really cool plot line and story. And I will never forget watching this interview with Miley Cyrus, where she said, I remember they finally picked me to be this character of Hannah Montana, and I was all dressed up in the wig, singing on stage with this huge crowd of no one knew who Hannah Montana was. And to see what it's become now is like the craziest thing. You know how they would film it in the pre-things of like her singing on stage and in concerts, where when they filmed that, like, no one knew of the character of Hannah Montana to where she is now, which blew my mind.
That's awesome.
Yes. But leading into our last topic, I know you mentioned Paris Hilton. Her birthday was just recently, the big 4-0, and her fiancé proposed to her on her 40th birthday. Also, other birthdays that we have in February, Millie, Bobby Brown. Did you ever see Stranger Things?
I did, yeah. I watched Stranger Things, the first season, all in one day. I was like, let me check out an episode or two. Next thing I know, the sun was going down and I had seen every episode.
Now, how many episodes are in a season?
I think the first season was either 6 or 8.
Okay.
But they were long.
45 minutes or 60 minutes?
They're like 45 minutes to an hour, give or take.
But those go quick, though. You don't even like, you're like, more, I need it.
Oh, it was me, my mom, and my sister, I remember. We were like, yeah, we're going to check out one or two episodes. Like I said, next thing we knew, sun was down. My dad was like, have you guys even moved today? And we were like,
nope.
Don't talk to us, we're locked in.
Now, how old was she when you watched that? Or when she was the first season? Because she was quite young. They were all quite young.
Yeah, they were all pretty young. And I remember, it was weird because people were, like, sexualizing them, and it was like, yo, these are kids. But,
yeah,
we're not going to dive into that, but happy birthday, Millie. What other pop culture people do we have with birthdays?
Jennifer Aniston, who forever, like you said, Paris Hilton is so pretty. So, I think she looks like 35.
She's timeless.
I don't know what she does. Aveeno maybe is helping her out because she's got that brand deal. But, like, girl looks good for her age. Rebel Wilson, do you know who that is?
Yeah, Pitch Perfect, right?
Pitch Perfect. She's had a couple other movies that she's been a part of. She just recently lost a bunch of weight, and it was very interesting to hear why she had kept it on for so long, because she was saying she would get more roles with that. And then, let's see, we have Elliot Page, the new Elliot Page.
Yes.
And then they just got renewed. I don't know if you watched the show. I believe it's on Netflix, The Umbrella Academy.
I did. That's another one. I think that one took me 2 days, not one day.
Understandable.
But I did love that show.
Yeah, so they just got renewed for a new season. Let's see, Ja Rule.
Ja Rule.
It's his birthday in February. And yeah,
shout out Firefest.
Oh my gosh, that is so funny. Because you know what? That tied into, you know, Kendall Jenner was at the original Firefest. Which is crazy because I watched the documentary, and essentially when they were doing the promos for it, they were like, that was the Firefest. That was it. Like, there was nothing more to be done. Like, that was the fire. And they were trying to sell that, but they didn't do it. So, unfortunately.
That's incredible. February is a big month. There's a lot of big sports stars that have birthdays this month also.
Who else?
We start Cristiano Ronaldo.
Ooh.
Soccer star, global icon.
Fashionista, right?
Absolute beauty of a man.
Ugh.
He had a birthday earlier this month. We also had Neymar, another big soccer
star. Oh, yeah.
Star.
I've met him.
Really?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I'll tell the story. But, yeah, very nice guy, super down to earth. He does travel with a posse, which I was kind of shocked by.
He's not that big of a dude. He's got to have his squad with him.
No, but and it was weird because I was at an event, and I had to interview him and things like that. But he was so calm, like, so relaxed. Like, and there was a recent video that had just come out. I'll have to share it with you. And it was Neymar, and he was talking to this little boy, and this little boy goes, if you shoot a goal, can you do this dance? And the little boy showed him the dance, and then they showed him scoring the goal and doing that same dance, and it was like the cutest thing ever.
I saw that. The kid is in the hospital.
Yes.
And Neymar goes and meets
yes,
him in
yes.
the hospital.
Oh.
It's incredible.
I know.
That
so sweet.
Is an awesome story. And then also Steve Nash, former NBA superstar, now head coach of the Brooklyn Nets, who are killing it, by the way.
You know what?
Also had a birthday.
I had a math teacher, and he looked exactly like him. And they would always call Steve Nash. I was like, who is this guy? Who is this guy? And I finally looked him up, and I'm like, he looks like him, but like 10 times shorter.
Well, Steve Nash isn't that tall, so your teacher must have been pretty short.
Yeah, he was pretty short. He was a good teacher, but yeah, that's funny.
Michael Jordan
had
his birthday.
How old is he? Do we know?
Michael Jordan, obviously, is very well known
yes.
around the world. He was born in 1963, which would make him 58 years
That's
old.
That's it? Oh, I thought he was older.
No.
Only 58.
I mean, think about professional athletes. We're like, oh my goodness, this guy's old. He's 36 years old. How is he still playing? Like, when an athlete retires, relatively, they're still pretty young. Yeah. So even though he hasn't been playing for a long time, like, you got to realize he's not that old.
That's true. That is very true.
But yeah, like I said, February is a month.
It's stacked.
Lots of birthdays. Floyd Mayweather's later this month.
Oh my gosh.
Talking about Vegas
Who's
icons.
His next flight? Fight. Is it? Okay, wait. Correct me if I'm wrong. It's Aaron Carter, right?
I don't think so.
No? Because
no.
who was?
Isn't he fighting one of the Paul boys?
Well, I thought he had already fought them. And then, because I read this article that one of the Logan Paul, I believe, was making fun of Aaron Carter because he's going to fight Floyd Mayweather. But I could be wrong. Maybe I read the article wrong.
Pretty sure it's Floyd versus Logan Paul. Jake Paul is the one that's seriously trying to be a boxer. But I know Floyd versus Logan Paul is like a little exhibition boxing match.
I found the article. Okay, so Aaron Carter. Oh, here it is. I got it wrong. Okay, Aaron Carter slams Jake Paul. Ooh, interesting. Aaron Carter hits out Jake Paul after YouTube criticizes boxing fight against, against Lamar Odom.
Oh my goodness. Full circle. Talking about Khloe Kardashian.
Yes.
Not bringing Lamar.
Yes.
Shout out to Lamar Odom and his days as a Clipper. That's my favorite basketball team. I told you I love basketball. So I hope that happens so that I can root for Lamar again. Someone that's written a lot of highs and lows in their life.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope that happens. The thing that I'm waiting for, and I think all these fights are building up to it, is Jake Paul versus Logan Paul. We gotta have the brothers fight each other. I
know
Logan's the older brother. I would guess it's by like 2.5 years or so. Yeah, I don't think it's that drastic of a difference.
It's Logan and Jake. Let's find out. Logan and Jake, how old are you?
But I am absolutely waiting for them to fight. I mean, they've been doing it their entire lives.
You think they would?
Why not just do it in front of a crowd and get paid for it?
You know what? They're all about the money and the clout, right?
I fought my brother my whole life growing up for free. If I could fight my brother for some money, I think we would both agree to step into a ring right now.
Okay, so Logan is 25, and then let's do Jake.
I'm telling you, I think he's going to be 23.
Oh, he's younger.
Yeah.
Are they both YouTube stars? I'm not really I'm not familiar with Jake, only Logan.
Yeah, Logan.
They're a year apart.
A year?
24 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
He must have just recently turned 24.
Let's see, when's his birthday? I can look it up. Uno momento. January 17th, he just turned 24.
I knew it. I'm too good at this. I think Logan got popular first on Vine. I think that's where he first took off.
Vine.
We love Vine.
I miss Vine.
But then I think kind of once Logan got popular, Jake started being in his videos and gained his own momentum.
Were they related to Nickelodeon at all?
I don't think so.
Just YouTube and Vine?
Yeah, I think so. But yeah, I'm waiting for them to fight. But I think this episode of the Offsides podcast, great way to start. I think it was a knockout.
Yes.
Speaking of fighting.
I believe so. There was a lot to uncover, a lot of topics, conversations, different perspectives that you guys can take home with you, bring on a potential date, coworker, family, friends, whatever you need. We give you the insight, whatever it may be, and we got you covered.
Yeah, to recap real quick, Naomi Osaka beat Serena Williams going to the finals of the Australian Open. Serena married to the guy that made Reddit. Lots of stuff happening on Reddit.
Yes.
Do you think Reddit is a social media platform? We want to know. Also, Matt James, the current bachelor.
Yes, Matt James.
I would bring him up on a date if you wanted to, or when talking to coworkers. Don't bring up Tyler C on a date because all you hear about is how good looking he is.
Very true, very
true. Pictures of him. I would avoid Tyler C at all costs. But Matt James, Tyler C, we talked about the Suns with Chris Paul. Lots of mention of Wake Forest today, so go
yes.
Demon Deacons and Wake
yes.
Forest.
Yes! We talked about the Kardashians ending their empire with keeping up the Kardashians. How will we ever keep up? Paris Hilton is engaged for forever, 20-something, you said, but she's officially 40 years old and a new fiancé. We talked about birthdays and everyone who had one, Ja Rule, Firefest, you know, Kendall Jenner and the amazing photographer that she is. And yeah, everything else that was impacted in this episode, we hope you guys follow along, keep up, listen, follow, tweet, subscribe, and we'd love to hear your stories and how our topics and things we discussed helped you with engaging and successful conversations that led to something more than just, you know, hey, how are you? How's it going?
Happy birthday, February babies.
Happy birthday.
That's a wrap. We'll catch you guys all later.